can save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
All right. Good morning, Chicago. I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is on the air. This is where we discuss all your home improvement issues, from foundation leaks to roof repairs. Do you have a problem with your house and don't know what to do? Well, you can give us a call, 877-711-5611. Maybe you need to know how to install a tile floor, repair a plumbing problem, replace a switch or an outlet. You can give us a call, 877-711-5611. We've got open phones right now, so get your questions in. In the first hour, we'll be taking your calls, and we'll have the Mighty House Tip of the Week with Rich Cowgill. In the second hour, we're going to be talking with some people from Habitat for Humanity about the Women's Build Week, and we're going to see if we can sucker Robbie into getting out there and carrying two befores around. I don't know if that's going to work or not, but if it does happen, I will be there with Facebook Live filming.
Come on.
Why not?
Because I'm going to be out of town.
No, I don't know. I'm not sure about that. I don't think so. I already checked your calendar.
You checked my calendar?
Yeah, I did. And
she made plans right after she saw it in the newsletter.
That's right.
I'll be out of town. Woo!
And, of course, in the second hour, the highly rated and anticipated Clutter Clarity with Robbie Earhart. In the third hour, we'll be...
so silly.
We'll be going to talk with Steve Wagner, our buddy from T-Rex Tape. He's the product manager, and we're going to find out the latest things that are going on with T-Rex Tape. So
it's like duct tape on steroids.
Yes. You put a little piece on your car and you peel it off, and the paint comes with it. You know, it's
not nice. That doesn't sound like a good thing.
Well, if you want it to stick, it does. If you want to take it off,
you got two choices. You can actually go get the correct tail light, or use the red tape.
Yeah, or you go get the gray, and then you have the Wisconsin chrome that you can put on, you know, for your bumpers and stuff.
So there you go,
just like that. You can join us on Facebook Live right now. Brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org. to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call on the Your Name Here Help hotline, Trixie might have some something for you there. And we'll have a drawing at the end of the show and pull something out of the prize closet and get you something. Are you looking for a luxury kitchen at an affordable price? Don't go any further than alinecabinets.com. That's A-L-I-N-E, cabinets.com.
.com.
Yes, there we go. Oh, hey, and nice. Then also... on the Facebook Live, if you're joining us there. Of course, we have First Northern Credit Union, and we're going to wait for this to scroll through. And then we have the Mighty House logo thing that pops up there. And then who's the next partial? AWM Construction and AWM Roofing. All your roofing needs right there. And then Fast Signs, and it's 80@fastsigns.com. If all kinds of what do they do there, Sonar?
Fast Signs is available for all your printing needs.
Not just banners, though, right?
Yeah, they do banners. I think they also do printing, like maybe the street signs.
Maybe?
I think they do business cards. I think they're a full-fledged print shop.
Okay.
If not, I'm sure they'll find somebody for you.
Yeah. 80@fastsigns.com is their website.
Absolutely. Become a WCGO client, and you get 20% off.
Ooh, look at that.
Yeah, so advertise with us,
uh-huh.
And then you also get 20% off at everything you do over at Fast Signs.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
So what if you're a host of a show?
Well, you're a WCGO client, aren't
you? They charge you 30%
more. Yeah, 30%.
Oh, that's why I love my Rich Cowgill.
Who's your buddy? Who's your pal?
Rich Cowgill.
There you go.
There you go.
You should almost say that while you're like clicking and clapping. Like, who's your buddy? Who's your pal?
Rich.
I would, but the dog would come running.
Okay, so I want to dig into this a little right off the bat. I didn't have a chance to read this, so hopefully you did, Rich.
Uh-oh.
Lisa, our buddy Lisa Albrecht, posted something on the Facebook about Florida allowing solar panels. What is this?
Yes.
The Sunshine State is going to have solar panels?
Well, what she posted was a very, very short article. So long story short, they have passed a law that Governor Scott's signing that will allow leasing of your roof space and so on for third-party power.
Okay.
So, yes, I can set up a deal with somebody, and it will cost me nothing up front to put solar panels on my house, or mostly buildings, I would say.
Right.
But they didn't get into any details with the net metering and that. Now, the thing that scares me the most is that they called out one company specifically that's allowed to do it.
No.
So I'm not sure if it's legit or if it's a shell company for FP&L. So in other words, the jury's not in yet.
Okay.
I'll keep you posted.
You got to do some digging.
I mean, outwardly, it looks like a step in the right direction.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So
but me being cynical and just jaded, I'm just sort of like, yeah, I got to do a little digging on this.
No, not our Rich Cowgill. He's not jaded. Yes. Cynical. No.
Yes. I don't take anything at face value. There's always an angle, and I'm always at the point of it. So, yes, no, I will do some checking and let you know.
Yeah, no, that sounds pretty cool. You know, at least, you know, like you said, on the surface, it's interesting. And maybe that is, obviously, it's a step in the right direction. But then, you know, maybe they'll start allowing
more. Well, I'm not being
more.
A lawyer, but I'm already thinking, like, if the law is written and it really specifically calls out this one company.
Yeah.
Well, you can't establish a monopoly.
Right.
So that one would be pretty easy to bring another company in or two or whatever.
Right.
But it always has, you know, it's just how this stuff's written.
Right. And the problem is they may still be rated because it's you're selling power that you have to be a utility in order to, you know, install and then sell that. So, you know, that technically everybody, we're a utility because we produce power, you know.
And well, if I had a net metering agreement, do I need a special meter, or is it just your smart meter that knows which way to run?
It's just a smart meter. That's all it is here. So.
Okay, so why would you have to be a utility? You know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
The thing is, we're not getting off the grid. They did try to pass a law last year where basically they want us to still pay for infrastructure for the wire net, so we still have to pay them every month something, which, and I don't necessarily disagree with that. I mean, I have wire in my street, you know, and so on that needs to be maintained.
Right.
So, you know, the fact that I'm paying less for electricity doesn't mean I should not pay for maintenance to the system.
Right.
As long as it's within reason.
Right.
You know, like, you know, Nicor with their gas distribution charge.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, that's for maintenance of the infrastructure. You still need to maintain all of that. So that makes complete sense that there would still be, you know, a certain fee to be connected. Now, if you wanted to be disconnected from that, then I don't know that you should still have to pay then. But I mean,
no, I wouldn't say so. But by the same token, good luck at being disconnected unless you've got a battery room, right? I
mean, yeah,
it's hard to get through the night.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, exactly. But there are people that do that, you know, and they are disconnected. They do have the battery backup systems and. They run everything DC in the house, all the lighting and all that stuff. They use DC power for all that stuff. So it can be done. Mm-hmm. Morning, Robbie.
Good morning. Who's your buddy? Who's your pal? Who's your... And you know who that would be? New Guy. Thank you, George. You're right. That's New Guy.
Jeez. George still is good. He's still on that, huh?
You know what? And that's absolutely right. New Guy. Just remember your place on this radio show. It's not
yes,
Ron
1,400
Rich.
Miles away.
Yes.
It's not Ron, Rich, and Robbie.
I'm in a safety zone.
We always say it's Ron, Rich, and Robbie. It's Ron, Robbie, and Rich.
Uh-huh.
New Guy. New Guy. Everybody has a place.
How many years? 5 years?
It's still, new guy.
Still the new guy.
Okay.
Longer than that. Well,
six?
Like seven or eight.
Really?
Seven, I think. Yeah, because 2012, really.
Wow.
And there is a question
on the Facebook?
Facebook Live.
Yeah.
And I say this name wrong every time I try.
Then don't. Let's wait and try it after the break.
Okay, maybe during the break you can tell me how to pronounce it.
All right, we're going to start answering your questions next. All you got to do is give us a call, 877-711-5611. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm going to find that stud finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590 and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live, MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can give us a call on the Your Name Here helpline at 877-711-5611, and Robbie will get all your questions answered right here live this morning if you've got them.
My question this morning, Sonar, is what was that funny little joke you put on Facebook?
Oh.
So he's still working on it.
No. Oh! I'm sorry, go ahead.
I had a joke about construction, but I'm still working on it.
I love it. Okay. And Inika has a question.
Uh-huh.
And her question, well, first she says, good morning, everyone. Can you talk about HGTV antenna? Can you use it out in the country?
Oh, this is like my cutting the cable thing. I've got it all designed. It's going to cost me about $220 for all the parts and pieces. And I can get rid of cable completely everywhere. So, yes, it does work. They have antennas that will go up to 50 miles away that, you know, pick up stations from up to 50 miles away right now. So you can mount that on the top of your roof, put it in your attic.
Stations or
TV stations?
I would recommend the further the station out is, do not put it in your attic then.
Correct. If you are far away, but.
But you can only get TV stations. You can't get cable stations.
Correct.
So you're saying you want to cut cable.
Correct.
But you can't get cable. Correct.
Correct. Yes.
But you're not.
Problem is, none of the stations, I mean, even like when cable was new and MTV started, I remember watching videos.
Do How
they
old
even
are you?
Have videos on there anymore?
No.
It's all crap. It's all movies and stupid shows.
Uh-huh.
And all of cable's gotten that
it's
way. I mean, even Discovery, you can't find that many good programs on consistently.
Shark Week.
Well, you know,
and anything that is good is on Sling anyway.
So, yeah. So now there's your. So here's the thing. So, like, I took three of our TVs in the house and got rid of it. Got rid of the cable, and I just have the HD antennas now.
Antennas, and which means you're 12 seconds ahead of everybody else.
And I think we've got 40 or some stations. You know, including some. There's some Korean stations and some Spanish and Polish stations out there too. But there's a lot of them that are still like there's a lot of other different cable type stations on there that are broadcasting there. You know, you have three or four different on for Channel 7, and you know, so yeah. There's a lot of same type of cable type programming that you would find on regular cable that's now on over the air stuff. So, was it Channel 50 or something that does the, they have MeTV, you know, so you can watch all those MeTV stuff. And so now I'm watching Johnny Carson at night again, because you don't find it on cable, but it's on the over-the-air stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
When your choices are limited, you'll be surprised what you actually start watching again.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you watch like old Johnny Carson stuff, and mm-hmm. you know, you're like, oh wow, you know, Robin Williams coming on in his, you know, his parachute pants, and I mean, stuff like that is just hilarious. So, but anyway, you can do it, and you just have to make sure you get an antenna that's out there. Even at that, I think they're still under $100 for one that'll do a 50 to 100 mile range. So,
it's all about the amplifier afterwards. Your filter and your amplifier. If you're closer to the tower, you can essentially just set up the rabbit ears or a coat hanger.
Right.
But then if you need something to actually filter out the noise and everything else because it's a weaker signal, that's where the money comes in for those longer range antennas.
Got it. So,
which would be where I am because everything for us is broadcast out of Fort Myers.
Yeah.
So it's probably hitting that 50-mile range, something like that.
Yeah. And then there's some that, you know, you just mount on a pole, and then they still have the motor that you would have to spin the motor around to point at different stations. And once you figure out where the stations are, you dial it in, and you can watch it. So,
right back to the 60s, man. Yeah. I remember growing up with that. Turn a little dial chimney. The antenna on the chimney would turn, get better box reception.
Uh-huh.
And you still had to put foil on the thing at the time.
Everybody had the 13-foot satellite in the back.
Oh, yeah, that.
It still was motorized.
Mm-hmm. That, too.
Annika, does that answer your question?
So, yes, it can be done.
If it doesn't answer your question and you or anybody else has a question, 877-711-5611, call us. There's a couple new people who are watching us this morning. Jenna Bangin, thank you for watching us. Larry, thank you. And we have somebody from Fort Worth.
Fort Worth?
Fort Worth.
Excellent.
Yes, Big Blue. Is watching us from Fort Worth. And, you know, when there's a new person watching us on Facebook, I like to creep on them.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And just and? Find out a little bit about them. And,
so everybody block before you sign in. You better block Robbie.
Big Blue, first of all, you're about 4 months behind in posting anything on your Facebook.
Oh, so better get up to date.
The last thing that you posted is hysterical, I must say.
So that's why it's there.
Yeah, it's hysterical. Okay. It's Santa with his reindeer, and one of the reindeer is conked out, and Santa's like, oh, great, a flat. But it's outdated. Can you do something about that, please?
Okay,
Steve, get to
it's not
work.
Outdated until it gets about 70.
Yeah, around here, anyway.
Oh, that's funny.
34 when I walked out the door this morning, so.
All right, Steve.
I told you made the CBS National News.
Yeah.
From Wrigley Field, complaining about crap. It's supposedly spring, and it's
cold, it's not.
And you can't plant.
It is. It's spring on the calendar. It's not spring in the actual air. So
no,
that's the way it goes. So and then the other thing is like, the way I tested my HD TV to see if I could even get it is you find an old charger for a calculator or something like that. The transformer, the reducer transformer that reduces it down to 9 volts, and it's got all those coils in there. So what you do is don't plug that in the wall, but you take that and then you stick that into the back of the cable line, you know, the one prong that sticks out, and you can touch that and it'll fire it up and it'll actually work, and you can scan the whole thing and it'll just work off the coils in the
transformer. Up or stepping down on that? Do you use which
it's a down
using? Okay,
it's on the downside that you're that you're touching it.
Where are you sticking this wire?
So, you know,
you're taking the center piece from your cable line,
right?
The copper conductor,
right?
And you're sticking it where?
Inside the
charger connector,
right? And then in the connector, it's like round, and you stick it inside of there, and then you tape it in there just to hold it in place, and then you fire up the TV, run it through it, scan, and you'll pick up TV channels. it's goofy
because that's essentially what is taking your signal anyway is a coil,
right?
So what you're doing is you're adding more coils and a new filter to make sure. So you just found the magical turn ratio for the filter that you
and I think it was a 9 volt. I think it was a 9 volt, charger.
Because you know you're going to have at least. You know darn well sonar is going to do this.
Oh, absolutely. Because you can make an AM antenna in your kitchen just with some speaker wire and a tube and everything else. Like, you can make your own capacitor just with a couple toilet paper rolls and some aluminum foil. And with that, you can make an AM receiver with that. So the whole spectrum lives on. That's why it's a spectrum. It's the entire frequency everything. It's just stepped up. So UHF and VHF is somewhere around like the gigahertz side of it.
Oh, my goodness. So, can I just say, okay, I've put up this for a while. I can't.
Okay. Sorry.
That's all right. Somebody, Aaron, just said Roku.
Hates learning.
He said Roku.
Roku.
Roku's good, too.
Roku all the time.
See, now with Roku or the Fire Stick or what was that, Sling, the other one, you Sling. Still need internet.
Yes.
So the way I'm getting around that is by creating a hotspot with my cell phone.
And there you go. That's all you need. You just need the connection.
Right. And then I found a 4-channel DVR for over the air, and it will record up to 4 different stations at once. So now I don't have to sit through commercials either.
Oh,
so I can still record and put a hard drive on the side of that, and then you just store all your shows on that, and you can still watch it and fast forward through the commercials and do all the stuff you normally do.
I don't mind what RCN's putting out. I think we talked about it. Just the TiVo and the basic channels with everything else loaded on it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can upgrade your own package based off of Sling or anything else. The movies that that Rich is talking about that always play, Crackle is an app for that.
Crackle.
They have like Blues Brothers and Sports Jeopardy and a whole bunch of stuff like that. So any movie that you'd kind of see on basic cable is on Crackle, and then it works like Netflix with commercials in between. It works like it's an on-demand play.
Excellent. Yeah,
and that's free.
Yeah. So cutting the cable, I'm getting ready to try it. I'm scared, but I'm getting ready to try it. I'm afraid to actually like turn it off. I go in the office and I turn it off for a little bit and walk around the house and see if I can handle it, and then I go back in and turn.
On the bright side, if you do decide that you do need your cable, you can get the new customer rate.
Oh yeah, yes, exactly.
If you come back,
yeah. So and that was the other thing I've been reading about too, is trying to turn off your cable is brutal because they won't let you do it. They keep trying to talk you into it and getting you different packages. Well, why don't you try this? And
tell them you're moving.
So that's what it said. And tell them you're moving, but make sure that where you're moving is a place where they don't have Comcast or whatever service you've got.
Or tell them. So what I did, it took me maybe 15 minutes to cut the cable.
Uh-huh.
Most of it was waiting on hold to talk to somebody.
Right.
So finally get there, say, hey, I'm moving, and I'm using the service that my business is using. So I don't want to use yours. I already have RCN. I want to make it the same company. So
got it.
877-711-5611. Are you as wimpy as these guys?
No, what they thank do down you. Here
no,
is,
they shut it
no,
down
thank
that night.
You. Uh-huh. I'm not interested. Hello? No, thank you. I don't want your service anymore. It stinks. It's bad. It's too expensive. Goodbye. Thank you. It's just a person.
We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on him.
This is Mighty House.
Join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at mightyhouse.net, tunein.com, and they're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts of previous shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them at mightyhouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call on the Your Name Here Help Hotline, we'll get your questions answered too. 877-711-5611. And Trixie will also put you in the drawing for a bubbler leveler.
Yay, bubbler.
Measuring device thingy also, if you're interested. So we can do that.
Just call us.
Just call.
It's easy.
Sure.
Easy peasy.
8-7.
I wasn't sure if we'd have to go through the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not going to do the whole thing.
Wow.
We need to figure out how to adjust the level because this thing is seriously out.
Really?
Yes.
How bad? It seemed like it, so far the ones I've pulled out have been pretty good.
It's almost between the lines, but it's definitely showing uphill right.
What do you want for $1.50?
I know. It's fine. You shouldn't be using a 2-inch bubble anyway.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Let's go to Will. Hey, Will, you're on Mighty House.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, sir.
I have an actual question for you, an electrical one.
Okay.
I see a lot of houses that have Generac natural gas backup generators.
Right.
And, you know, they go into the panel, into its own breaker to the bus. But how does the thing synchronize the phase of the generator to the ComEd phase?
It doesn't. How's that?
It disconnects from the system.
So basically, if this runs like a test to test itself,
right?
It could be canceling the phase because you're never really going to have both of them running at the same time. A lot.
Correct.
Correct.
Correct. That's what the transfer. If it's wired correctly, the transfer switch will disconnect from the service, you know, ComEd service, disconnect from that, and then after it knows it's shut down, then it will connect to the generator and connect to the generator service. And the generator will start before the transfer switch actually flips over. So the generator will start, it'll activate, it'll come up to power, it'll do a self-test to make sure that the voltage and everything's correct, and then you'll hear the transfer switch click. So, in a weekly self test, it just starts up, runs, gets warmed up, makes sure that everything's okay, and then shuts back down.
Okay.
It never switches over.
So I ran into a big house up on the North Shore this week where they had off to the side they had this little grove of trees with a fence, and I was like, "What is that?" And I went over there, and it was a Generac. Well, now, I don't know if it was a Generac, but it was a big natural gas generator, about the size of a shipping container.
Yes.
They were serious about this.
Yeah, we've done a couple of those.
I was wondering how that...
Yeah, they have like four-cylinder Isuzu motors in them that are water-cooled, and those are like 200-300-amp generators. You can run the entire house off of those easy. So
when you need more than a little gas engine.
Yes, exactly.
Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
All right, thanks, Will. Guys. All right.
I love to talk about coils. We want to have one coil talk.
Oh. Sonar, we're into it. We'll have to do it during a break then. You'll have to listen to us on Facebook Live because Robbie...
You mean Sonar can go out and drink sometime.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
Have a good bye-bye.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Well, the Generac has its own transformer too, doesn't it? Just to make sure that it's at least the same power. I mean, to keep talking coils, I guess.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, it's going to monitor it, make sure that 60 cycles per second, and that the voltage is within range. And then once it knows that both of those are there, then that transfer switch will click over. And it's not firing up the whole house. I mean, you can, but most of the time we just pick selected circuits, sump pump, refrigerators, right. Freezers, furnace, maybe a couple outlets in the kitchen, in the master bath or bedroom areas. So that, you know, you've got the basics, and then the garage door opener, you know, those are the ones we kind of hit. And then after that, it's all gravy after that. If you
exactly.
want to run more.
And like you said, it's all based off of how it's wired too. Mm-hmm. I had a Generac mm-hmm. specifically with natural gas, our tank and everything when we were down in Florida for our building.
Uh-huh.
And our weekly test would fire off, or if I had to go down and put a manual test every quarter just to make sure that fired off. But you're right. There is a giant breaker box, essentially, where I have to call it ship versus shore power.
Right.
So yeah. Essentially what you're doing is when you fire that big Frankenstein switch,
mm-hmm.
the system knows, okay, I'm ready to supply the power. That's why everything in the house or everything that was in the station was on its own UPC, too.
Right.
So that if we did lose power for just that split second, all our computers and everything else didn't have to
right.
switch over.
And
so we only used those backups for about half a second just while that was switching over.
Right. And, mm-hmm. The Generacs, or most of them, are going to wait 15 seconds or so because
mm-hmm.
they don't want the, if there's just a sudden... turn off and it comes right back on again from the electric service, they don't want it to start up right away. So there is a hesitation. There's a delay there on purpose to make sure that the service isn't coming back on and just got, like, switched over for some reason.
And down in Florida, we needed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, and I mean, we do a lot of backup generators, and it's funny because everybody, all these people always tell you the same thing. I want to put the whole house on it. You know, they want everything. They want to be able to live like power's on.
Right.
I go, first off, we could do that. We could size it where you could get to that point.
Yep.
But keep in mind, we don't have natural gas here. Oh, there's very few spots that
really
do. So I could put a 500 or 1,000 gallon propane tank in your yard, but propane on that size generator, it's 9 gallons per hour.
Oh, wow.
Or whatever. You know, you do the math.
Right.
And it's like, you can have your whole house run for a day and a half, or we could maybe downsize the generator and you could go a week. Because, you know, when, for a hurricane, it's usually 5 to 7 days to get power.
Right.
So it doesn't do any good to put your whole damn house on it.
Right. All you need is a critical
propane truck ain't coming yet.
Yeah. It can't get down the streets. So,
right.
Yeah, you need just the critical things that, like the sump pumps, furnaces. We don't even put air conditioners on them unless there's a medical reason with somebody where they need to make sure that they have air conditioning. But, you know.
And that's the one thing we actually do. So, yes, I agree with the refrigerators and that, but we always make sure we can get one AC unit running, and it's because humidity down here is the problem.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't have power for 5 days, it's not unusual to have mold in your house already, a bloom.
Right. Okay. Trixie's flipping out. We got to go to the phones here. Hang on.
It's just Jeff.
It's just Jeff. It's just Jeff. Hey, Jeff, you're on Mighty House.
Hey. Morning, Ron, Robbie, and Rich. So where
morning, Jeff.
Four-channel DVR?
Say that again?
Where did you find a four-channel DVR?
Check it out, man. I did some digging, buddy. I was digging deep for that one. And it's something new.
I'm
it's
going only, through the same thing.
It's only... I think it's only like a year or two old. Drop me an email and I'll send you the information because I can't remember the name of the manufacturer.
Okay.
But it's...
it's hell to get old, isn't it?
I'm going through the same pains you are right now, too. I'm trying to figure out how to get rid of cable, too.
I want to do it. I'm afraid to take that step. I'm just chicken. I'll admit it.
Because the barn boss says, you can get rid of cable, but don't get rid of my DVR, which is satellite. So not only do I have a cable bill, I have a satellite bill.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, see, so, you know, that way you could set up all your programs and you can do it. It's like a one-time fee. It's like $70, and then you get all the programming. You can set it up and then program it. It'll automatically record all of those shows, just like a regular DVR does right now. And you can set it up to start 5 minutes before and go 5 minutes after, and it'll also adjust in case there's a football game. So, you know,
because I was looking. I still have an old VCR. I was trying to find some tapes. I thought, well, I can always just fire up the old VCR and tape.
Uh-huh. It's right next to the 8-track.
Go back the old way.
It's right next to the 8-track player in the storage shed.
Yeah, right. So.
But yeah, it's I'll find out what I can't remember the name of it. It's it's not coming to me. But I know also TiVo has one channel that will record that. But yeah. I was looking for more than one channel at a time. So
I'm sure you can find one at the thrift store.
Four channel, my eyes lit up.
Yeah. I know. So I'll let you know what it is. I'll post it.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. All right. What was that, Sonar?
I'm sure you can find one at the thrift store, too.
Oh, a VCR?
Just the old TiVo boxes or anything like that. I mean, and heck, everything's on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much the internet thrift store.
Right. There you go. Or what's that new one? Get rid of it. Go ahead.
I'm waving to new people. Jennifer Wolfgang, Larry Casey, Jose Leon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You guys just keep yapping. I got things to do here.
You got things to do. Like this?
Oh, wait. For the new people.
I know. She actually posted on there that we usually have more interesting conversations, which, quite honestly, I know is bull.
Liar. Liar.
Rich.
Liar. Why would you tell people that?
Well, because you're just yapping.
Hey, you started it.
No, it was a question from somebody who I won't say who it was.
It's all right.
Your mom.
Did you know that a 2x4 is not 2 inches by 4 inches?
Wait, can we do the wave for the new people?
What?
No.
Rich!
Now you think the conversation is weak and you want to go back to the stupid Brady Bunch thing?
Well, Ron really? And I are going to do it.
Have fun. Wait, I'll wait way. Here.
Is it this way? No, it's this way. It is this
Hi.
Way.
Hi. How's it going?
Fine.
Here's a lady. Oh, da, 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 da.
We don't
Rich,
have enough.
You don't have to. People like
I don't.
It.
People like
there
it?
There you go. People on Facebook like it. Look it. And yes, this is what we do all day. If people who are watching ever said, oh my gosh, what do you guys do on the radio all day? We do the...
Learn about coils or just make hand gestures at boxes in arbitrary areas.
How many windings does it take to go from 110 volts down to 9?
It's a story. Okay, so John
Let's do the
James,
math. Let's do it longhand.
That's a formula there.
Uh-huh.
John James said, and I'm only reading this verbatim. I have no idea what it means.
Okay, go ahead.
Table 4 tuner digital video recorder DVR for over the air OTA HGTV with Wi-Fi for live TV streaming.
Yes.
He just gave us a link to the 4 tuner.
Oh, he found the 4 channel? It's on Oh, there you go. All right.
Tableau,
that's it. Yeah, there you go, Jeff. Tableau. That's it.
So John James put the link up on Facebook already.
Thanks,
like
John.
John Jacob.
We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can give us a call on the Your Name Here hotline, 877-711-5611. All right. There we go. I think it is time for the tip of the week, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. I think we should. Is this a long one, Rich, or should we stall?
Either way, it don't make me no difference.
All right, then we're going to get right into it. I think because we're going to hit this.
Okay, Sparky.
Oh, that's not. We're not going to hit Sparky first.
Okay, Sparky.
All right. So Father's Day is, 6 weeks away. So we're going to go a little bit into that one.
Okay. Planning ahead.
Well, you got to do some shopping. You asked me how come I didn't do Mother's Day. I go, buy a card. Mail it out. Done. But Dad now, he needs some tools. Boom, done.
There you go.
Yep. So anyway, tools are always a good choice. So, if you want to put something together, you got to go get yourself like a nice little satchel bag, maybe go to the Klein Tools aisle. And tool bag.
Uh-huh.
And you just want to load it up with some stuff. Tape measure, screwdriver, multiple bits, magnetic tip.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Pliers, channel locks.
The 501
adjustable wrench.
The 501
adjustable wrench or a multiple 16th, as we call it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Vice grips.
No. The adjustable wrench, that's the West Virginia fit all.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Some wire cutters or strippers.
Yes. Yep. That'll work.
Need a hammer.
What size? Should we get a 16 ounce, 24?
I would always suggest for household use a 16.
16, the general 16.
Yep. That's your general trim hammer.
Straight claw, so that you can stab things with it, or should we get the curved claw?
You should never have to really do that. If you do, you could get a cat's paw. That's easier anyway.
Yeah, but so you can use, if it's a straight claw, you can use it like a hatchet then to bust things up if you needed to.
Most framing hammers are straight claw, but most trim hammers are curved claw. And I just, it depends. So you could actually, that's why we have multiple hammers.
Well, yeah, we need 5 or 6 at least.
I don't know. Go take a picture of my hammer drawer. I probably got, because, I got rubber mallets. I got ball peens. Roofing, drywall.
Yep.
It's the crazy how many different hammers there are.
Then you need
my welding.
Welding hammer, yeah.
Yeah. Sledge.
So
sledgehammers, yeah.
Got that in the corner. That didn't fit in the drawer. You're right.
And it was, but then there's different size sledgehammers, too, because you get the 1 pounder and you get a 5 pounder. And, you know, so then, you know, different length handles.
I just use that adjustable wrench.
I think we all did when we were kids. That's what, why we have to replace our father's tools.
Everything, yes. Everything's a hammer if you hit it hard enough.
Yes.
Exactly. So, you know, another thing, maybe a punch awl, you know, or an awl. Those always come in handy.
Punch
awl? Punch. Nail punch?
You know, just a nice sharp thing that you can go start nails with, start screws, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you ever put in, if you go to put in strike plates on doors, you take your awl and you start the hole in the very middle, and then your drill goes right in it and your screws go in straight when you do your pilot holes. Because if you don't have the little mark, then the drill bit wants to walk.
Yeah, or an 8-penny nail will work.
Mm-hmm. That's a small awl.
Yeah.
Should have a flashlight. Razor knife.
Yeah.
Allen wrenches.
Okay, Allen wrenches, though, you need the kits because you need the...
SAE and metric.
Yes, you need both. And then and
they all sell those little triangular shaped things now with all of them in there. And
yeah, but then I have several sets because there's some that get skipped for whatever reason. It's like they skip a size or two in the set, and then you've got to go buy this other awkward, weird size one that's got even more in it. So I think that happens on the metric side more than the SAE side, though.
Yeah,
I just find that the metric ones are missing pieces.
Well, it was interesting. I bought a set of hole saws.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even realize it. You know, Starrett, great brand.
Right.
The only one not in there is a 2 1/8.
Uh-huh.
This is the one you use for putting in all doors.
Yes.
Like, idiots.
I know.
I had to go buy a 2 1/8. I got this whole set, and I just had to go buy one more.
Right. Right. Or you buy the hole saw set that is just for doors, which is what I ended up doing. So I've got all of those for the door, and then I've got a separate set that's, you know, just the general hole saws.
Yeah.
So,
anywho, so another good thing might be maybe if your old man's like me and likes to work on his cars or keep them clean, you know, because sometimes they just run them through car washes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can buy that car wash, unlimited car wash ticket.
Right.
But I actually like doing my own.
I do too.
So it's real simple. You go into an auto parts store, you grab a 5-gallon pail because everybody sells them.
Mm-hmm.
You grab some microfiber cloths. You get a chamois or a drying cloth. That one they got out there called the absorber.
Yeah.
I got two of those. Those things work really well.
Have you tried the squeegee ones yet?
I actually have two of those. I use them on my shower doors.
On your truck.
No, I will not use it on my truck.
But they make
you
them
get
for that.
Any kind of thing on there and you're just going to scratch the clear coat. I don't like that kind of, you know what I mean?
Yep.
I just, yeah.
Okay. That's why I was asking. Cause that's the same reason why I won't use it, but you see them
on
TV.
It works.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure it works, but man, it better be clean or you're going to have a, you know, like on my truck, I could probably get away with it. My truck's white. You'd never see the scratch.
Right.
But the boss's is black and, you know, metallic.
Oh, yeah.
You'd end up with a white stripe.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so you get that, you know, some car wash detergent, you know, a little can of wax. I like turtle wax myself. Some spray polish.
Armor All car wash. That's what that's the one I like.
Okay. But now wax and polish are two separate animals. Now polish will give you a better shine, but it will not protect as well. So you should wax your vehicle twice a year, but you can polish it weekly. And again, the turtle wax ice.
Uh-huh.
I like that because it does not turn black.
Why can't I wax my car more than twice a year?
You can if you want. It's a lot of work.
And it's unnecessary. What about I do the glazing compound. First, I clay it, wipe it down with clay.
Well, now, the clay is a whole different animal. Most people won't do that, but that's how you clean your paint off.
Right. I clean it with the clay. So then I clay it. And then after that, I hit it with glazing compound. And then when I'm done with the glazing compound, then I turn around and put the wax on there or the polish. And I polish it.
What's glazing compound that's different than a wax or a polish? What is it?
It's like a swirl fill. It's a super micro fine polish.
Yeah.
And you do this to your bike too?
I used to. But some of them I do. But this my daily rider, I don't because it gets dirty all the time. I've got a spray thing. I just spray them down and wipe them with this top coat. And it makes them shiny enough. Because they're just going to get dirty again.
Yeah, but I thought you said the wax protects it.
It does. It does.
Well, it does more, but the problem with wax is almost all wax will turn white. So if you get it on any of your, you know, black parts, which everything's black plastic now, it's harder to get it off. So you got to be really careful doing it. Where that, the polish, like the ice, you can use that on glass, chrome, stainless.
Really?
Just spray it on the whole car and wipe the whole car down.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't turn white. So it, I like that stuff. But I mean, that's just for the fine paint jobs.
And that's what the old toothbrush is for, to get around all the nameplates and stuff where all the polish gets stuck. And you have a toothbrush in your pocket. And you can just buff around all the nameplates and stuff.
And how long does it take you guys to do this to your cars?
Which one?
Your cars.
Well, if I was doing my 57, it could take 6 hours.
Yeah.
To like detail it nice for a show.
Every bit of that.
$6 minutes and $6 and let the machine do it.
Thank you. Thank you, voice of
reason. But Rich and I, our trucks will look a lot better than yours when we get done. You can shave in the reflection on off of ours. We'll be back right after this.
Mighty House will return.